You are listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishore. United Airlines is preparing to send notices of potential furloughs to almost half of its U.S. workforce. That is 36,000 employees. And the United workforce is not alone. Marketplace's Nova Sappho's here with more. Hi, Nova. Airlines took money from the U.S. government to avoid job cuts. So what happened?
Well, time ran out. The federal government set aside $25 billion in grants for airlines that helped avoid layoffs so far because the airlines were prohibited from laying off employees until October. The hope was that coronavirus infections would be under better control by summer when vacation travel season heats up and airlines would recover. Well, that's not happened, not enough anyway. And so now it's getting closer to October. So United is warning its employees that as many as 45% could get furlough notices. The final number may not be that high, but they have to warn everyone who could be affected under federal labor rules.
We know United is not alone here. What's happening in the rest of the industry?
Yeah, not only is it not alone, but the Flight Attendants Union said that after the furlough announcement that the airline has so far given the most honest assessment on the state of the industry. That's a quote. But other airlines have signaled cuts to come. Delta sent potential furlough notices to 2,500 pilots. American said last week it has about 20,000 more employees than it needs. So the airline industry basically isn't expecting to recover from this pandemic for several years, and they've been encouraging employees to take voluntary buyouts or early retirement before furloughs kick in.
All right. Thanks, Nova.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.